This is the Sakar Merli of the 16th of April, 2026. Essence, sweet children, only by your having yoga will the alloy in you souls be removed. You will then receive your full inheritance from the Father. Therefore, increase your power of yoga as much as possible. Question. The actions of the deities were elevated. Why have everyone's actions now become corrupt? Answer. Because they have forgotten their original religion. Because of forgetting their religion, Dharma, the actions, Karma, they perform are corrupt. The Father gives you the understanding of your true religion. Together with that, he also tells you the history and geography of the whole world, which you have to relate to everyone else. Give everyone the true introduction of the Father. Song. Look at your face in the mirror of your heart, O soul. Om Shanti. Who said this, and to whom? The Father said this to you children, whom he is making pure from impure. You children know that the people of Bharat, who were deities, have now completed the cycle of 84 births. And having gone through the stages of Satopratan, Sato, Rajo and Tamo, they have now become Tamopratan. The Father, who now purifies the impure, says, ask your hearts to what extent you have become charitable souls. At first, when you were called deities, you were pure and Satopratan souls. That was called the original eternal deity religion. None of the people of Bharat call themselves those of the deity religion now. There is no Hindu religion, and because they have become impure, they cannot call themselves deities. In the Golden Age, the deities were pure. It was a pure family path. Just as the king and queen were pure, so too were the subjects. The Father reminds the people of Bharat, you who belong to a pure family path belonged to the original eternal deity religion. That was called heaven. There was just the one religion there. The number one empress and emperor were Lakshmi and Narayan. There it was their dynasty, and Bharat was very wealthy. That was the Golden Age, and then they went into the Silver Age. Even at that time, they were called worthy of worship deities, warriors. First was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, and then there was the kingdom of Rama and Sita. There was that dynasty too. Just as among the Christians there were Edward the First, Edward the Second, so it was the same in Bharat. It is a matter of 5,000 years. That is, it used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan 5,000 years ago in Bharat. However, no one knows how or when they attained their kingdom. That same Sun Dynasty kingdom then became the Moon Dynasty. This was because, while taking rebirth, they had to come down the ladder. No one knows this history and geography of Bharat. The Father is the creator, and so he must definitely be the creator of the golden-aged new world. The Father says, children, 5,000 years ago you went into heaven. this Barrett was heaven, and you then went to hell. The world doesn't know the history and geography of this world. They only know the incomplete history of the end. No one knows the history and geography of the golden and silver ages. Even the rishis and munis used to say, "We do not know the creator or the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. How could anyone else know? The Father sits here and explains to only you." Only in Barrett does Shiv Baba take a divine birth, which is also celebrated as the birthday of Shiva. After the birthday of Shiva, there has to be the birthday of the Gita. Then, together with that, there has to be the birthday of Sri Krishna. However, the people of Barrett don't know the significance of this birthday or when the birthday of Shiva was. Those of other religions will very quickly tell you when the birthday of Buddha or Christ was. Ask the people of Barrett when the birthday of Shiva was, and no one will be able to tell you. Shiva came in Barrett. No one knows what he did when he came. Shiva is the father of all souls. All souls are imperishable. A soul sheds a body and takes another. This cycle is of 84 births. In the scriptures, they have written tall stories about 8.4 million births. The father comes and tells you the right things. However, apart from the father, all the things they say about the creator and creation are lies, because this is the kingdom of Maya. First of all, when Barrett was the land of divinity, you had divine intellects. There were golden palaces studded with diamonds. The father sits here and tells you the secrets of the creator and the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. That is, he tells you the history and geography of the world. The people of Barrett don't know that they were deities at first. They have now become impure, poverty-stricken and irreligious. They have forgotten their own religion. This had to happen according to the drama. The history and geography of the world has to enter your intellects. The highest on high is the Father of all souls, who resides in the soul world. Then there is the subtle region. This is a corporeal world. Only Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar reside in the subtle region. There is no other history or geography relating to them. There are these three floors. God is one, and his creation is only one, and this cycle continues to turn. You have to go from the Golden Age to the Silver Age, and then to the Copper and Iron Ages. There has to be the calculation of 84 births, which no one knows. This is not mentioned in any of the scriptures either. Only you children play parts for 84 births. The father doesn't enter this cycle. Only the children become impure from pure. This is why they cry out, "Baba, come and purify us once again." Everyone calls out to the One. "We have all become unhappy in the kingdom of Ravan. Come and liberate us. Take us to the kingdom of Rama." For half of each cycle, it is the kingdom of Rama, and half a cycle, it is the kingdom of Ravan. The people of Barrett are at first pure, and then they become impure. They begin to become impure when they go on to the path of sin. That is when the path of devotion begins. You children are now being given this knowledge. Through this, you claim your inheritance of happiness for half a cycle, for 21 births. The reward of this knowledge continues for half a cycle. Then there is the kingdom of Ravan, and you continue to come down. You were in the divine kingdom, and you then went into the devilish kingdom. This is also called hell. You were in heaven, and then, having taken 84 births, you have now ended up in hell. That was a land of happiness, and this is a land of sorrow. It is 100% insolvent. You have been around the cycle of 84 births. From being worthy of worship, the same people of Bharat became worshippers. This is called the history and geography of the world. This whole cycle is of you people of Bharat. Those of other religions don't take 84 births. They don't exist in the Golden Age. There was just Bharat in the Golden and Silver Ages. There were those of the Sun Dynasty and then the Moon Dynasty, then the Merchant Dynasty, and then the Shudra Dynasty. You have now become part of the dynasty of Brahmins in order to become those of the Deity Dynasty. These are the clans of Bharat. By becoming Brahmins, you now claim your inheritance from Shiv Baba. The Father is teaching you exactly as he did 5,000 years ago. You become pure and then impure cycle after cycle. You go to that land of happiness and then come into this land of sorrow. Then you have to go to the land of peace. That is also called the incorporeal world. No human being knows what a soul is or what the Supreme Soul is. A soul is a star, a point. It is said that a tiny point sparkles in the center of the forehead. It is a tiny point that can only be seen in a divine vision. In fact, it cannot be called a star because a star is very big. It is just that they appear to be tiny because they are far away. This is just an example that is given. A soul is as tiny as the stars that are visible in the sky. The soul of the Father is also a point. He is called the Supreme Soul. His praise is separate. Because he is the sentient seed of the human world tree, he has all the knowledge. You souls are also now receiving this knowledge. A soul imbibes this knowledge. A part of 84 births is recorded in such a tiny point. It is also imperishable. You have continued to go around the cycle of 84 births. There cannot be an end to this. There were deities. They became devils, and they have to become deities once again. This cycle has to continue to turn. All the rest are byplots. Islamists and Buddhists, etc., don't take 84 births. This golden age was righteous and solvent in Bharat. Then, having gone through 84 births, they have become vicious. This is a vicious world. There was purity, peace, and prosperity 5,000 years ago. The Father reminds you, children, that the main thing is purity. That is why they call out, O one who makes vicious ones viceless, come. Only he can grant salvation, and that is why only he is the Satguru. You are now being changed from beggars to princes by the Father. That is, you are changing from an ordinary man into Narayan, and from an ordinary woman into Lakshmi. This is your Raj Yoga. Bharat is now receiving the kingdom from the Father. This soul takes 84 births. The soul studies through the body. The body doesn't study. The soul carries those sanskars. I, this soul, study through this body. This is known as being soul conscious. When a soul separates from his body, the body is of no use. The soul says, I am now becoming a charitable soul. People become body conscious and say, I am doing this. You now understand that you are souls and that your bodies are large. I, this soul, am studying with the Supreme Soul, the Father. The Father says, constantly remember me alone. You were Satapritan in the Golden Age, and alloy was then mixed into you. Because alloy was mixed into you, from being pure you have now become impure. You now have to become pure once again. That is why it is said, O purifier, come, come and purify us. The Father advises you, O impure souls, remember me, your Father, and your alloy will be removed, and you will become pure. This is called ancient yoga. The alloy will be burnt away by having this remembrance, that is, in this fire of yoga. The main thing is to become pure from impure. Sages and holy men, etc., are all impure. Only the Father shows you the way to become pure. Constantly remember me alone. Become pure in this last birth. While eating, walking and moving around, constantly remember me alone, because I am the beloved of all of you souls. I made you pure, and you then became impure. All devotees are lovers. The beloved says, you may perform actions, but make your intellect continue to remember me, and your sins will be absolved. This is the effort that you have to make. Therefore, you should remember the Father in order to claim your inheritance. Those who remember him a great deal will receive a greater inheritance. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Those who remember me more will become pure and then become the garland around my neck. There is a genealogical tree of all souls created in the incorporeal world. That is called the incorporeal tree. This is the corporeal tree. Everyone has to come down from the incorporeal world, number-wise, and continue to come down. The tree is so large. Souls come here to play their parts. All souls are actors in this drama. Souls are imperishable, and their parts are also imperishable. You cannot ask when this drama was created. It continues eternally. The people of Bharat first have happiness, and then they have sorrow, and then they have to go to the land of peace. The Father will then send you to the land of happiness. Whatever effort each of you makes, you receive a status accordingly. The Father is establishing a kingdom. You will all claim a status in the kingdom according to the efforts you make now. In the Golden Age, there would definitely be fewer human beings. The tree of the original eternal deity religion is small. All the rest will have been destroyed. The original eternal deity religion is being established. That is, the gates to heaven are being opened. 5,000 years ago, too, heaven was established after this war. All of the innumerable religions were destroyed. That was called a benevolent war. Now the gates of hell are open, whereas the gates of heaven will open then. The Father opens the gates to heaven, and Ravan opens the gates to hell. The Father gives you your inheritance, and Ravan curses you. The world does not know these things. I explain these things to you children. Even the education minister wants the unlimited knowledge that only you can give. However, you are incognito. No one recognizes you. You are claiming your kingdom with the power of yoga. You know how Lakshmi and Narayan claimed their kingdom. This is called the auspicious benevolent age, when the Father comes and purifies everyone. Not everyone would call Sri Krishna Father. Only the incorporeal one is called the Father. Remember that one Father and also become pure. You definitely have to renounce the vices. Bharat was a viceless land of happiness. It is now a vicious land of sorrow and not worth a penny. This is the play of the drama, which your intellects have to imbibe and also help others imbibe. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Become pure by having remembrance, and become the garland around the father's neck. Even while doing anything, stay in remembrance of the father, and become a conqueror of sinful actions. 2. Make full effort to become a charitable soul. Renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious. Blessing. May you be master knowledgeful and powerful by keeping the eye of your intellect clear and careful. Astrologers can forecast any calamities that are to come with their knowledge of astrology and the omens. Similarly, you children can know in advance about the test papers that are to come from Maya. So in order to pass with honours, make the eye of your intellect clear and careful. Day by day, increase your powers of remembrance and silence, and you will know in advance on which day something is going to happen. Be master knowledgeful and powerful, and you will never be defeated. Slogan: purity is newness, and it is the foundation of this knowledge. Aviat signal, imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Have sweetness in your behaviour and an attitude of unlimited disinterest in your mind. When you are aware of both of these, you will be able to pass with honours. By especially imbibing sweetness and humility, you will constantly be a world benefactor, a great donor, and a bestower of blessings. You will then easily be able to give the proof of love. Om Shanti.